I used to spend summers with my grandfather at a place called Silver Lake. My grandfather was a real interesting old character. He'd been injured in World War I, and he couldn't walk so well. But once he was in a boat, he was as good as anybody. And he loved fishing. He used to take me fishing almost every day. And I remember one day we were out in the boat in the middle of the lake. We were fishing, and I caught a great big lake trout. And I was just taking the hook out of the lower jaw when I made the mistake of looking that fish in the eye. And when I did, I saw a gleam of intelligence. I'd never seen in a fish's eye before. My grandfather saw it too. He said, "Give me that fish." And he took him and he put him in a bucket of water. And that night, we ate all the fish we had caught for dinner, except for that one lake trout. And instead, my grandfather took that bucket of water and he carried it around to the side of the cottage where there was an old-fashioned rain barrel. And he dumped that fish into the barrel. Fish swam around just fine. I said to my grandfather, "What'd you do that for?" He said, "Well, old-timer, I heard a story one time about a man that taught a fish to live up on the land, and, well, would you like to try it?" Well, sure I did. So that night, after that fish fell asleep, my grandfather sneaked out to that rain barrel with an empty bucket. And as that fish was sleeping, he dipped out a bucket full of water and dumped it on the ground. And every night after dinner, while that fish was asleep, he would sneak out to that rain barrel and dip out another bucket full of water. Until after about 2 weeks, that barrel was completely empty.